Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Well, hello, y'all, and happy Motivational Monday. This is Amanda Davis calling in from Southern California. We've got Casey Conrad coming in from the East Coast, the Northeast, and we have Nancy Pellegrini calling in from Canada. So we're kind of spread out all over the, North America, right? Anyway, this is Thanksgiving week, and I'm hoping that, regardless of what's going on, that everybody, can spend a little bit of time with family for the Thanksgiving holiday. We're going to talk a little bit about that in a second, but I just kind of want to kick it off with some of the reminders of the promos that we have still going on as we're finishing out the year. One is the holiday cash bonus that everybody can work to qualify for, and it ran from the beginning of September and goes through the end of December. And if you sell four sets, that qualifies for an additional $600 U.S., $800 Canadian. If you sell six sets, that's an additional $1,500 U.S., $2,020 Canadian. And if you sell eight sets, that is absolutely incredible in and of itself, but that also qualifies you for an additional holiday cash of $2,500 U.S. and $3,350 Canadian. And so in addition to that, we still have the senior and 60 for those brand new seniors that if they reach the rank of senior in their first 60 days, plus the month that they enroll, that's an additional $1,000 and a pace setter jacket. So those brand new distributors that are just coming on board have an opportunity to double dip with these extra incentives. And then also, too, I kind of want to remind everybody, pay attention for the Monday motivational email that will be coming out from George and Chris Varonis, our national directors, full of a lot of information. But there will be a replay from last week's national call. We have a national call each week that Albert speaks at, and George and a variety of people. And so that replay should be on that motivational call. Sorry, you guys, my cat's trying to jump on my desk, so I got a little distracted there. But, what we want to kind of talk about today is, sharing our story when we are, visiting with our family and friends and taking advantage of this holiday time together. And so I'm going to remind everybody, at our convention, we had an incredible guest speaker. Her name is Kendra Hall, and she has written a book called Stories That Stick. And, when we are sharing our story, our Beamer story, that is, with family and friends, that is one of the single most powerful things that we can do when we are sharing Beamer with others. And this book is incredible. I'm not obviously going to go through the whole book here, but one of the things that I wanted to kind of highlight is, your story is valuable, and you are creating value, for the Beamer technology. So the first gap that they talk about is the gap between, the problem that someone might be having and the value of our Beamer solution. Or it could be, it's the gap between the product and the value to the customer, right? So your story is going to be working to bridge that gap. A couple of key components on that I'm just going to kind of touch on. and because we've got a lot to cover today. But, you know, it's going to have an identifiable character. You think the character is the Beamer, but the character is actually, you know, you and your prospect. It's talking about what's going on with you and your prospect. And then sharing your story with authentic emotion. You know, it's like, what is it that's keeping, you know, your friend awake at night? What problem are they trying to solve, you know? And so you're going to talk about that authentically. And then there's going to be a moment in time where, you know, you share the difference between what your life was like before the Beamer and then what your life was like after the Beamer, that moment, okay, and the specific details around that. So there's way too much in this book to cover, but I just wanted to, you know, kind of highlight the importance of sharing your story. So with that, I'm going to toss it over to Casey Conrad for some of her, you know, nuggets of wisdom, because she always has so much. So Casey, over to you.
Well, good morning, November 23rd. Just unbelievable. Counting down the days to turn the calendar to 2021. First of all, let's just talk about logistics and reality. So depending on what kooky state you live in, you probably are under some pretty heavy mandates in terms of gathering. So certainly it's probably pretty realistic to say that the number of people that you may be interacting with, for a lot of us, this year is going to be fewer than in years past. So certainly from a sales perspective, we would say that your lead pool could be smaller, and therefore we're looking for quality over quantity, okay? Second of all, I want to kind of have you think about when you're with people, and again, you may not be in a situation where you have strangers, right? You may, you know, where before you might go over to someone's house and drop by and say hello and all this other good stuff. That might not be happening for a lot of people this year. Could be for some of you. You know, you live in Florida, good on you. You've got a heck of a lot easier road than if you live in California or, you know, even Rhode Island. So I want you to think about people that you've already spoken to Beamer about and then people that you've never spoken to Beamer about, because they're completely different approaches, okay? And so I want to start out, if you ladies don't mind, talking about knowing that you are going to run into Uncle Lou. You know, we everyone has one. We had an Uncle Al. Uncle Al, that uncle that always wanted to be argumentative of you, and it could be Aunt Anna, right? I'm not trying to be sexist here in any way, but you've got family members or close friends that have watched you on the Beamer, that know that you are involved in the business, that you've tried to get to purchase a Beamer or at least consider purchasing the Beamer, and they were those people that were not interested. It doesn't work. It's too expensive, yada, yada, yada. So you don't want to become that person that alienates people, that every time they see you coming, they are thinking that you are just going to try to sell them something. So my first note would say, make sure this week that you are being really good about your own personal wellness, getting on the Beamer, use the red light a few extra times, you know, maybe twice a day between now and Thursday. You can put on your best outfit so that you look extraordinary, because I love rubbing it into people's face when they say, my God, you don't age, you look the same, or why are you so thin, or whatever the case may be, right? And I know that sounds really cruel, but you guys know me well enough to know I am of the personality that I just tell you exactly what's going through my mind, even if it may crack you up or not be quote unquote, socially correct thing to say. But that's the reality. I believe, Amanda and Nancy, that your wellness, your health, those are your best possible story that you have. And when you are with people who have shut you down about Beamer before, and you're jumping up and down, getting on the floor with the kids, you know, wrestling with the dog, whatever the case may be, even if they say nothing, that in and of itself speaks volumes. So make sure that you are putting yourself out there as that person that is living a Beamer lifestyle. And boy, even if they don't say anything to you, in the back of their mind, they are thinking, boy, I wish I had that energy. I wish I looked that good. I wish my skin looked that good, whatever the case may be. Second of all, look for opportunities to drop in I'll call them the subtle bombs. What's a subtle bomb? Your Uncle Al sitting there, and something comes up, and, you know, he grimaces or whatever, and someone says, "What's the matter?" "Oh, nothing, it's just my back." And you can very politely say, "Oh, yeah, I don't have that anymore now that I'm on a Beamer." And why do I say, I know, right, Amanda, you probably wouldn't do this because you're so polite, you know. I
no,
would.
Not necessarily. I love it.
You know, I love for little ways to just drop in little digs, I call them, where I'm not trying to sell them anything, but I'm getting them to have a response, because eventually I want someone to say, you know I wasn't interested before, but I think I need to revisit that. And, you know, let's say Uncle Al's back has been bad, and you drop the little bomb, "Oh, yeah, I don't have that problem anymore now that I'm on a Beamer." Then you can come back and say, smile, right? I always smile. And then you come back and you could say, "In all seriousness, I know your back has been a problem for you. What have you been doing differently that has helped? You know, what's going on with that? Give me an update." And you don't even have to then circle back to Beamer. You really don't. But you could say, "Look, I know you're not going to buy one, but I do have my Beamer with me. Would you like to have a session?" I always say it to them, "Look, I know you're not going to buy one." When you say that, it's like saying to the 2-year-old that you can't take a big bite, right? So these are the most difficult people for me to deal with. Close friends and family members that have shut you down and are not open. And so for me, I always make sure that I'm living my life in a way that makes people look and be envious of how someone that age, and I'm not old, but you guys get what I'm saying, could still be that spry, that fit, look that good, have that good attitude, be happy about life, not be moaning and groaning about things. And then I drop the bombs. Then I always do the takeaway. "Look, I know you're not going to buy one, but I do have my Beamer. Go with me if you'd like to." And then I go from there. From after that, it's a total crapshoot. It could go anywhere down any aisle, if you would, because maybe they show an interest. Maybe they don't even want to do the Beamer, but somebody else at the table says, "Well, I'll have a session," right? So you don't know. At that point, any possibility could happen, but this is Casey Conrad's approach. You ladies may have something different. So back at you. That's my content for the day.
I love it. I want to hear from Nancy what she's doing.
Well, hey, ladies, how are you? I'm gargling my throat so it wouldn't be so raspy. But, Casey, I love it. You're so colorful when you share your stories. And and I'm, like, on mute, kind of chuckling at you all the time. And I totally agree with you about the friends and family. Like, yeah. Anyway, but what's
nails
really cool
on a
with
chalkboard.
Oh, yeah, 100% and 200%. I can attest because I experienced that myself. It took my sister almost 4 years to see that, oh my gosh, Nats, you're doing so well with this and you feel great. And yeah, your skin's looking really great. What are you doing? You know, and then seeing the financial successes that I've been having with it. And now she's on board as a distributor and kicking herself for not doing it sooner. But anyhow, I just want to say hello to everybody. Good Monday morning. We've got a little gray Vancouver skies today with rain, which is kind of our winter out here on the beautiful West Coast. One of the things I mentioned, I love the Kendra Hall. I haven't picked her book up yet on my list to do, but I sure enjoyed her storytelling, and that's I think that's really key when Amanda mentioned over the holidays, and I think Casey too, about just sharing your story about your experience, but not making it dull and not entertaining, because it's a story, and to make it, you know, punchy, to make it true, but to really show your passion through your story with Beamer. And one of the things for me focusing this holidays, Casey mentioned we may not be able to just pop in to friends or, you know, have new people show up in a room that we've never met before. So our opportunities may not be the same this year for sharing. So one of the things I decided to focus on was prior to the holiday season, I'm kind of working myself up to that, is I've created a little flyer that I've made, because in Canada, the price for the Pro Set is on sale right now. It's normally $78.90, and it's on sale for $69.90, and that is supposed to end at the end of November. So if you have prospects in Canada, I say, you know, consider really reaching out and letting people know that this is going to be ending. What I've done with my little flyer, I've just had a picture of the Beamer Pro Set. I've got the tagline on top is give the gift of health this holiday season. And the Pro Set's there. I've got the price $78.90 slash to $69.90 and just the compliant benefits of what Beamer does. And then on the bottom, I put, you know, financing available. And then I have my name and stuff. So I'm sending that out for the month of November to all the prospects I have, all the people I've touched with, some of the people that might have been on our Beamer Grand Rounds call, which I'll touch base in a moment, just to remind people that, you know, this is going to end and it's $900 off, which is also a little break in your taxes at the end of the day, too, because your taxes will be less. So I'm really promoting and pushing that. And then for the month of December, I'm doing another one, and I'll be offering gifts. Everyone likes gifts. Especially around Christmas time, so I'm offering a free travel bag for any purchase of the Pro or Classic unit, and I'm doing a little flyer for that, and I'm doing offering a free B scan for any horse unit purchased in the month of December. And so those kind of the things I'm focusing on right now leading into the holiday season. So, Amanda, if you want to throw anything in there about that.
You know what? I think you made an incredible point, about, you know, the gift with purchase, right? I mean, that's pretty big in the U.S. when you go and it's like a gift with purchase. And so here, you know, in the U.S., since they, you know, the backpack is included, one option might be, you know, to buy them a battery or something like that. But I never in a million years thought about including the B-scan with the horse set. That's a brilliant idea.
Oh, 100%. I actually do it for anyone. Everyone who buys a horse set from me, I gift a B scan, because people need to. We're not like the animals, like horses. You know, they chill into it. They don't get in their way with their egos. People go, well, is it working? So the scan is a really great way to show the coverage of the frequencies through the horse's body, and so it's a gift I give every anyone who buys a horse. You know,
that is fantastic, and I think. You know, along the lines of, you know, what Nancy's telling, you know, sharing, and then what Casey had talked about, you know, one of the catchphrases that I always heard, you know, in my entire, you know, career is facts tell and stories sell. You know, it's very easy for us to start getting into the,
you know, nitty-gritty details of how the Beamer works and all of that kind of stuff. That's all great and wonderful and information that people, you know, enjoy. But in the beginning, really is your story that is going to fully engage them. And then they might ask, you know, oh, well, how does it work? And that's when you might share some of the facts. But it really is your story that is going to engage them. And I tell you what, I love what Casey said about your health is your story when you're around these people. I wrote that down in big, bold letters and exclamation marks because that actually, you know, speaks volumes. Like she said, you know, you're living the Beamer lifestyle. So I love that. Now, I really do want Nancy, you know, to talk about this Grand Rounds that they had in Canada. I had a couple of people on it up there, and but I, you know, in the U.S., we couldn't be on it. So just wanted to, if you can share some of the highlights, Nancy, that'd be great.
Yeah, no, it was so exciting to have the opportunity to have that in Canada. I know Dr. Burke and I have had this conversation for a number of years about this sort of thing, and I mean his dream was to have it, you know, in North America, and it will happen. It will happen. It will happen in the States, and we had about close to 80 healthcare practitioners from all different practices on the call. We had, just to let you know, we had dentists, we had pharmacists, we had naturopath doctors, we had medical doctors, we had physios, we had chiros. I think we had some RMTs on there, nurses. We had, I believe, some kinesiologists. I don't know the whole list, but I do know that it was a really great variety of healthcare practitioners. And Dr. Burka started out with of course, his speaking about the science of Beamer. But there were people on there that were distributors, of course, new distributors. But there were also quite a number of prospects, for lack of better words, on this call that were invited to the call that had some interest in the Beamer and wanting to know a bit of the underpinnings and how it works and functions in the body. And so there were a lot of questions asked. It's almost like we needed more time. But Dr. Burka touched on the points of Beamer. And then we had some clinicians, practitioners come on and give some of their own, either personal testimonial and then some case situations within their clinic, which was very interesting. And so I think the overall, and I received a number of emails from people that I had invited on. The overall response was fantastic. Like, we need more time was the whole thing. And when is the next one? And I know some people have already received contacts from their prospects that, you know, sales were made. And it just was fantastic. I can't say enough about it. And it was the next one that we're going to be doing isn't going to be in the new year. So if you have any healthcare practitioners that you know in Canada, you know, I would just start to spread that out, spread the word out there to those people, and let them know that there's something coming in the new year, and really start to softly promote it for the new year, so you have a list of people that you could invite to the call, and you have to be a licensed healthcare practitioner to attend this call. So it was fantastic, and I'm excited for the U.S. to get rolling out with a Grand Rounds call as well out there in the new year. Hopefully you guys can.
Fingers crossed. So before we open it up for questions, Casey, do you want to add anything else to what we've been talking about this morning?
No, I think just you know, utilizing this time to retouch people that spoken with about Beamer, but also to look for opportunities to introduce a new person that might be, you know, sitting around the table or somewhere else, and know that right now, as George always talks about, between now and the end of the year, people are evaluating what is in store for 2021. And I believe now more than ever, people are really looking for ways to supplement their income, to maybe change their their lifestyle, given, you know, what's going on. And so just be on the lookout. It's easy to get distracted with the holidays, even amid this kind of unprecedented time. But there's always an opportunity to change another life with Beamer.
100%. I think that's great. I'm going to pop in there, too. Amanda, yeah. If I could just pop in there for a moment. With the incentive, maybe clarify with some people, because your own personal purchase, so the price of the Pros and the Classic are going up in Canada in supposedly December 1st. The price of the Pro Go is going up beginning of January. And so if you don't have a rental unit, if you need a second unit, your purchase points will go towards the incentive, as far as I'm aware. Is that correct, lady?
Yes, that is true.
Yeah, so if you've got three sales or five sales and you need one more, really consider the opportunity of getting a discount, either 17 or 25% off of a reduced price of the units that are out there right now. And because sharing the gift of Beamer through a rental is a great way to help expose our product as well. So that, just wanted to pop that in there.
And, you know, Nancy, I'm really glad that you brought that up, because, you know, one of the things that I utilize, and a lot of people on my team, and I know others, you know, in other groups, is having a rental right now when it's been, you know, challenging to meet with people face to face. Is, you know, you can utilize your rental, do a, you know, a safe handoff, and let them take it home for a couple of days as a demo, right? And then from there, they might choose to rent it, you know, financially for another week. But it's a way to, you know, do your demos in a situation where you might not otherwise be able to meet with somebody face to face. So that's been very beneficial. And I would say probably 75% of the time during this 2020 year, my rental units are all out and being utilized, you know, so keep that in mind, just kind of as another point as we're going through the winter season with the challenges of getting together with COVID. So I'm glad you brought that up, Nancy. So with that, let's open up for some questions. So push 1 on your phone so that you can get into the queue and ask any questions that you might have. So I see one person in the queue already. This is area code 720. You are live on Blog Talk. Who do we have?
Hello, this is Mary King calling. I think I call too often, but it's Thanksgiving this week. And I want you
yes.
two ladies to know I am grateful and thankful for you. I learn so much every Blog Talk. I do Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday generally. And the other thing that I wanted to share, because you've hit some high points as each of you have shared today, especially the story, that's incredible. And the other thing, and a couple of other things, we're all learners. It doesn't matter how long we've been in this business, we are learners. I'm excited about the grand rounds. My husband, I'll clear his schedule, boy. I'm going to make sure he is free to go, and others are invited. And that grand round is just, it's going to be amazing. But the last thing is generosity. And we have found, this is just how we personally feel, we don't rent. I bought a Go set so people can borrow it for 1 to 3 weeks. They normally buy. And then if people are buying, we tend to go to give them a battery or a B pad if that's what they really need, an extra B pad so they can really use the Beamer more effectively. So that's just what we do. That just happens to be us. And I just appreciate you three ladies. Thank you again.
Thank you, Mary. I really appreciate. And you know what? Don't ever worry about how often you call. You're sharing great nuggets. So it's awesome to have you on. Thank you. And have a
Thank
great
you,
week.
Mary.
Oh,
you're
welcome, thanks, Mary. Ring those phones, Canadians.
Yes, ma'am. So let's see. There pops in one. So let's see who this is. area code 208. You are live on Blog Talk. Who do we have this morning?
Amanda, Casey, and Nancy. It's David Olson. Good morning.
Hello, David Olson.
Hi, David. Best
Hi, everybody.
Ever.
Yes, the rental or the loaner program. You know, I had several, I called them loaners, and they were all pro sets, and I converted them to go sets back in March. And I usually loaned my Beamers out, but there is so much value in it. And during that challenging time when we were out of business for so many weeks, I started renting them and easily getting what my community can afford. You know, it's all based on socioeconomics. I know there's some places that are getting $500 to $600 a month. Here where I am in a little college town in Idaho, I'm getting $400 a month. And I usually have these things committed 1 or 2 months in advance, all three of them. And yeah, it's super helpful, I think. And they usually do result in somebody bringing a Beamer into their life. You know, some people will discount that Beamer if someone ends up buying one after that rental period for the amount of the rental. But I do believe that there's so much value in the Beamer that you don't need to go that far. And one of them is on loaner right now, kind of just me giving back to the community. But the other ones I'm renting quite successfully, and they're usually booked 1 or 2 months in advance. So
that's
happy
great, David.
Thanksgiving, everybody.
You know what? I'm really I'm grateful that we're having this conversation around the rentals. You know, the way that everybody is utilizing them is, you know, like you said, David, applicable to the market that they are in, and the price that the community can bear. And I love that Mary, you know, is generous and allows people to borrow them. But one of the things that I would recommend that you do is you should still have some sort of a rental agreement, you know, and take
for
some
sure.
sort of a damage deposit. And, you know, what I do is, because I found early on when, you know, this was, you know, just over 4 years ago, when I just loaned my Beamer to somebody, they didn't necessarily, they hadn't understood the value. And I found that they actually didn't use it, you know. So then they would give it back to you and say, oh, well, I didn't feel anything. So what I started to do, you know, it was recommended from leadership, you know, to me at the time, and it makes sense, is I literally write down the time on the unit for, you know, ports A1 and A2. And then when I get it back, I can go back and look at the difference in time and actually see how much they used it. And I found that even if it's a nominal amount, you know, going back to what your community can bear, the fact that someone is actually giving you something financially for the rental, they tend to actually use it if you do that. So a lot of times that is really the main motivator for having people pay at least a little something so that they, you know, they're incentivized to actually use it, you know. So I don't know if you've experienced that, David, or not.
For sure. You got to create value. And if people have skin in the game, they're definitely more likely to use it. The one that I did loan out, I told my friend, you know, their son's going through some surgeries and he's a teenager. So I wanted him to have this for 30 to 60 days to help him through this long process. And I jokingly said, you know, I do have an odometer on this thing because we do, as you said, we can check the number of minutes used and I'll be able to see how much you guys use this over the course of the next several weeks. And if you don't use it, I am going to charge you $400. And so we made light of it, and they kind of laughed. And but I put them on notice, and they are committed, and they're having a really great experience. But I do want to just, you know, remind the audience, too, that these rentals and loaners, they're not necessary, though, to get Beamers into people's lives. It's a really great additional tool that we can use to get Beamers into people's lives. But if we share Beamer often enough, out there, there's people that get it. They think like us. They've already been thinking about blood flow or thinking about preventive measures, doing things differently. And it's not like we have to have people use Beamers for them to bring one into their lives, because there's a lot of people out there like me who I just went to, you know, saw one science presentation and I'm like, yeah, I'm sold. It makes so much sense. So Thanks for listening, you guys, and have a great week, and we have a lot to be thankful for.
Thank you,
Happy Thanksgiving,
David. Okay, let's see. We have a few more minutes left. If anybody has any questions or comments that they want to share, press 1 on your phone so that you pop into the top of my little queue here, and I can open up your line. While we wait to see if anybody, pops on, Nancy, do you have anything you'd like to talk about for a second or two?
Well, I like what David said. The words were in my mouth, skin in the game. With my rentals, I'm actually really, with everything that's going on, from having to social distance with everything, like as you mentioned, Amanda, the rental is a really great way to go. And out here, our rental costs are in Canadian dollars, which is a little different than where you guys are. And you're 200 a week or 400 a month or whatever pretty relative to how we operate out here. But what I like when I do the rental, I do the same thing. I actually write the numbers down of the hours in front of the person, and I tell them, because I had a distributor that I know half her unit rented out for a month, and the gentleman gave it back to her and said, I really don't think it works. It didn't do anything for me, but she did write the hours down, and she looked at it, and he'd only used it maybe an hour in a whole month. So she said, well, how can you say that when you never use it? And I think it's really important to make people accountable, for the usage of it, because you don't want that person turning around and giving Beamer a bad rap and saying it doesn't work when the person never even used it, right? So I do make a point of putting the hours down in front of the person and letting them know that I'll be checking them. And I'm a full believer of putting skin in the game. But what I do with my rentals, if they decide to purchase after the first week of renting, if they rent for a week, I give them back their rental money. If they rent for 2 weeks and they decide to purchase, I give them back half of the rental money. And the same goes kind of till the end for a month, so that people know they're going to get something back, but not all of it back. It's a Health Canada Class 2 medical device. And we shouldn't downplay this. This is, should be really happy that they get to rent a unit. Beamer does,
absolutely.
And a whole family can use. So I think rental, really, for me, the rental, I tell people what it costs for 10 sessions, it's cheaper to rent, and you get multiple family members to use it. So that's kind of how I approach my rental. And I like the fact that I don't have to be driving, taking my time and driving and, or having people come to my home, which we can't do right now. So if you don't have a rental unit, it really is a good investment. And if it's not rented for a while, then let one of your family members use it, right? Give it to a friend to use. Hard to sell to people.
Yep, I've got some more callers in here, Nancy. So I've got area code 262. You are live on Blog Talk. Who do we have?
Hi, this is Jennifer in Milwaukee. I just have a quick question. I can use it on Beamer.
Jennifer, we can't understand you. Jennifer?
Okay.
Oh, that's much better. Milwaukee. Okay.
Is this better now? Sorry.
Oh, much, much better. Go ahead.
Okay. I've been using my Beamer since April of 2017, and I'm a travel agent, so I've been furloughed most of this year. So I'm starting to activate my selling capabilities, and I'm wondering, who do I contact at headquarters if I'm going to attend like a trade fair and have a booth there? Is it customerservice@beamer.com? I don't know what email to contact headquarters with.
I'm gonna toss that question over to Casey to answer.
Yeah, if you could just mute her so that phone stops ringing, that would be great, Amanda.
Yep, I'm doing it right now.
Yeah, you're gonna send that into compliance, and the email for that, hold on, I'm pretty sure it's compliance. Hold on 1 second. Yes, it's compliance@beamer.services. So compliance@beamer.services, and what you want to do is in the subject matter, put trade show approval, and then you're going to put your name, your distributor number, and you are going to then say, I am submitting this information. information to be approved for an exhibitor at the XYZ show on this date in this city, in this, you know, state. And that way they have all the information and make sure you, as I said, make sure you've got your distributor information there. And they will get back to you usually within 48 hours with an approval or not. And you want to save that email of the approval so that you've got that in the event that there's ever any question of it. I actually print it out and put it in my folder for that trade show, which I usually have my trade show agreement, et cetera. Make sure you get the approval before you sign the trade show agreement. So I think that covers that.
That was fantastic and really, really good info. Thank you. And I think we've got time for one more question before we end here in 5 minutes. I'm going to go to area code 801. You are live on Blog Talk.
Hi, this is Janine in Salt Lake. And
hi,
I
Janine.
Want to say again, hi. Hey, you guys, I love you. And I just Aww. Wanted to say, once I had a friend years ago that worked in sales, and she said, the one thing I always do is when I get a no or a really rebuff, rejection, is call somebody that I know loves and supports me. And it was always wonderful because she would call me and we'd have a great little chat and I'd tell her what I loved about her. And Beamer Blog Talk and Beamer Company has been a great bounce back for me with the craziness that's going on in the U.S. and globally. So I want to say thank you, and I loved, and now that I'm talking, the last response, there have just been some great, great input today, suggestions, and I get from Canada, what you said that you did, but it's gone from my brain right now. I'm here in the headlights. Anyway, thank you all. Thank you so much. I love Blog Talk. You guys are awesome, and you make my day.
Oh, thank you, Janine. You just made mine. That was I Aww. Really appreciate that. Everybody's been so lovely today. Thank you, and you have a fantastic week.
Thank you.
Oh, all righty. Okay, so we are running down the clock here. I'm not going to say much more than what we've already said today. I think this has been a really good show. I want to thank everybody for all their valuable, you know, input and you know, nuggets and whatnot today. So with that, I'm going to toss it over to Casey to close us out and send us home. Casey?
Absolutely. So my parting words to you today, as we enter in the United States this week of Thanksgiving, is be thankful and grateful for what you have and not thinking about what you may not have or may not have this year. And when you focus on gratitude, your life is always better. So may you have a wonderful Thanksgiving, ladies. It's a pleasure working with you. And let's go change some lives with Beamer this week.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that really needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.